It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. We're studying through the book of John. We're in chapter 15. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, some people will look at that second verse that we read there, and they'll try to tell you that it is possible for a person to lose salvation. Well, the Bible teaches us that we have eternal life once we've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There is no way that a person is going to be separated from the love of God, the love of Christ, because of Christ. Christ first loved us, and then we went to Him and we asked Him to save us. And when we did that, God says that we have eternal life, and nothing is going to separate us from that. Nothing is going to take the eternal life away from us that Jesus Christ died. He bled, He died, He was buried, and He resurrected. He did that for us, for our eternal life. So don't let anyone tell you and try to turn the scriptures around when they try to tell you that you will be lost if you do something that is not exactly what we would consider right. Verse 1 once again says, I am the true vine. Jesus Christ is the true way of life. He is the one who came. He gave His life for us that human beings could know Him as Lord and Savior and know the Heavenly Father. He said, I am the true vine. There is no other. There's no other way. There is no other vine, true vine, other than Jesus Christ. He says, and my Father is the husbandman. He's likening Himself here to the farmer. In other words, the husbandman. He's likening God, the Father, as a husbandman, as one who is planting a vineyard, planting a field, planting something that would bring forth fruit. Jesus said, I am the true vine. He is the one who brings forth the fruit. He is the one the Father has sent into this world to do a certain job to bring forth fruit. And verse 2 goes on to say, once again, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. That's not speaking of losing salvation. That's speaking of someone who has never been saved. That's speaking of someone possibly who has been saved, but they're not serving the Lord. And so therefore, they will not be blessed of God because they're not doing what God wants them to do. It says, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. We go through difficult times in our lives as children of God. And as children of God, God allows us to find things in our lives that we don't like, and it may be discomforting for us, but the Bible teaches us that God will allow certain things to come into our lives so that we become stronger and grow in His grace and knowledge. Of course, when we see these things happening, we need to draw closer and closer to the Lord and let God take our lives and use us so that we could do what He wants us to do and carry on the work that Jesus was doing while He was on this earth. Now, we can't save anyone or save people, but we can carry on the work and tell people how to be saved. And Jesus has told us to go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, when we do that, we're carrying out the great commission that Jesus Christ has asked us to do. And could we actually improve upon the message that Jesus Christ left us? Of course we can't. We cannot improve upon what Jesus said and what He's asked us to do. So we need to be doing what He would ask us to do in His Word. I'm going to read those two verses again, verses 1 and 2. I am the true vine, that's Jesus, and my Father, that's God the Father, is the husbandman. He's in charge. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. That's not speaking of a person who's saved losing salvation. There is such a thing as losing fellowship with the Lord, and that's possibly what this is speaking of. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He prunes. He prunes us just like a branch. We go through different difficult things in our lives, but these things God allows so that we can become stronger. Remember Job. When I read the book of Job, now some people, they get discouraged when they read that book, but I get encouraged because I know the ending of that book. I know that Job ends up with more than he had in the beginning because God loved him and he loved God. And we need to stay true to the Lord so that our fellowship will not be broken with God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. When we go through these difficult times, we should not throw in the towel. We should not quit, but we need to keep on keeping on so that we can grow thereby. Verse 3 says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." When a person does something that, let's say a saved person, does something that is not right, there's something that it clicks within us, letting us know that we've done wrong. That person who does wrong needs to go to the Lord and say, "Lord, forgive me, for I have done something that I should not have done." Now you're clean through the word. This is how we get saved. We're saved by faith through the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that same word, the same word that we're saved by, that tells us how to be saved, we need to go to the book, and we need to realize that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9 tells us that. Well, we're clean through the word. The word, we got saved by the word. The word is Jesus Christ. We're cleansed by the word after we get saved, so that we can walk close with him and have fellowship with him. This world is dirty, and as we walk through it as saved people, we get dirty. We need to have a daily cleansing, and most of the time we need a minute-by-minute cleansing because we are in this world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world, and we're going to get dirty as we go through this life in this world. So we need to go to the word. The word is Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That's speaking of Jesus Christ. So when we get dirty, we need to go to the word. Verse 3 says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." We get cleansed first of all when we get saved, and then after we're saved, we need to go back to the word and say, "Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. And please forgive me that my fellowship can be restored." We do not lose salvation. Once we're saved, we have eternal life. But we can many times feel like we're not saved because we've done wrong. And we need to go to the word to get cleansed. Verse 4, Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear a fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." That, once again, I believe that's speaking of fellowship with the Lord. I've mentioned this before, that a person cannot lose salvation. We abide in the Lord by staying in fellowship with him. We are abiding in him when we stay in right relationship with him. We get saved, that gives us the right relationship with our Lord and Savior and with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Once again, we get dirty in this world, and we need to abide in him. We need to stay true to him, and we need to do what we can do in order to have our fellowship not interrupted. And we need to pray and ask God to forgive us when we do something wrong. Verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." Well, to me, that's telling me that I can do nothing on my own. I must have the power of God within me in order to carry out the work that he has left me to do here. Abide in me and I in you. And it says that I cannot do anything unless I have been born again. I cannot do anything for the Lord unless I have been born again. It says that we, as saved people, can do nothing after we've been born again, we can do nothing to please the Lord unless we are abiding in Him, unless we are in fellowship doing the things that He wants us to do, listening to His commands, letting Him lead us and guide us in this life. Verse 5, I am the vine. Once again, Jesus is saying He is the vine. Back in verse 1, He says, I am the true vine. Well, down here He says, I am the vine. He's reminding us here that He is the only way. He's the one we serve. He's the only way a person can get saved. And He's the way that a person stays saved. It's through His blood. It says in verse 5 there, it goes on to say, ye are the branches. We're the branches. We have been grafted in, the Bible teaches us, just as a branch sometimes is grafted into a plant or into a tree. We have been grafted in. You see, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those who were lost. He came to the lost house of Israel. He came to proclaim salvation to these people. Then we keep studying and reading the Word of God, and we find that the people refused Him. They did not want Him as their Savior, as the Messiah. Now, I'm speaking as a nation. The nation did not want Him. In fact, the nation cried out, crucify Him! Crucify Him! And they did crucify Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. This is as a nation of Israel. Well, they turned their back on God. They turned their back on the one who could save them, who could be their Messiah. He is the Messiah, by the way. He's still the Messiah. But the nation of Israel turned their back on Jesus Christ. In essence, they turned their back on God because Jesus is God. But when they did that, God set them aside. And if we study and we read the book of Acts, we read about Paul the Apostle, how that Paul the Apostle, at one time in his ministry, he said, okay, I'm going to go to the Gentiles. You will not listen to me. Well, was it any wonder that the Jews would not listen to Paul? They wouldn't listen to the Lord as a nation. So he went to the Gentiles. Now, let me quickly add that the nation refused Jesus Christ as Savior, as their Messiah at that time. But once again, they can be saved as individuals just like you and I who are Gentiles. Everybody can be saved by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not turn His back on people. He said that the Jewish nation was set aside. They would not listen. But Jewish people can still be saved. And that's the reason we need to proclaim the gospel everywhere we go, to every person we meet, because Jesus Christ is the Savior, and He wants to save everybody in this world. Jesus in verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Well, we're going to speak about this fruit. We're going to talk about this as we study the book of John in chapter 15 here. We're going to see more about the fruit that Jesus is speaking of here. We need to realize that after we get saved, we are no longer ours. In other words, I do not belong to myself anymore. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I am to listen to what He has for me. And He has for me that I should be doing His will, doing the things that He has left for me to do on this earth. Tell everybody that Jesus saves and that one day He's coming back. And that's to the Christian. We'll see Him coming back in the clouds. He's going to say, come up hither. I'm not only to tell people about Jesus Christ as Savior, but I'm also to tell saved people, encouraging saved people, that Jesus is coming for us soon. And I pray that you're ready to see Him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.